I'm the director of entertainment for the USO, and I think the most important thing that you said right there is the morale of our troops. We're counting on our troops for so much. We're counting on the families. We're counting on the soldiers. We're counting on everyone to go out there and protect our freedoms, protect our rights. And the most important thing that we can do is bring them some morale-boosting activities. Do something that makes them feel good. I always say our most important job we do is put smiles on their faces. So at the end of the day, if they feel good, we feel good. And it just helps them to go out there and, you know, have a little bit more oomph behind what we're doing. Well, I can tell you that we were very lucky that recently we did an event with Bradley Cooper and with Taya in Brooklyn at Fort Hamilton, and we had them come there and did a private screening of this film for 500 soldiers, many snipers, many families that had either, we had soldiers that had been deployed and then families that were going through the same experiences that they are depicting in this film. And one of the greatest things was, you know, we know a lot about what's happening with the troops and some of the issues that they're going through, but we don't see so much the side of the families. So this particular film, I just think, hits so many of the levels of what the experience is right now for troops and families. And so I just think for these people to be out there and telling the stories just comes with so much weight, and it makes the American public really stand up and listen to what is happening. And I'm hoping that that will bring attention to some of the issues that we're dealing with.
Have you at the USO, have you collaborated with Bradley or even Clint Eastwood in the past before the American Sniper Film?
We have. Actually, Bradley has been on multiple tours overseas. He's been to Iraq. He's been to Afghanistan. He's been to Oman. He's been to Gitmo. He has been all over the world, you know, just bringing, visiting troops there, seeing what's going on, being in theater, you know, bringing them morale-boosting experiences. So it's really interesting that after he had been there so many times and really in the forefront of what's happening in these wars, that now he's coming out and telling this story. I think if anybody can get out there and really talk about what it's about, Bradley Cooper is a great person to do it because he certainly knows what they're going through.
Walk the walk. Didn't just talk the talk for
That's
one movie.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. We're very proud to have him as someone that's been representing the USO. One of the interesting things is I do think that many people associate us with our great entertainment efforts that we do. Going back to Bob Hope, you know, that is certainly what most people know us for. But one of the most important things is that as the needs of troops and families have continued to evolve, the USO's mission has as well. And so we're doing a lot of great things. Like I'm sure we have the centers at Walter Reed. We're doing a lot of things with Gold Star families. We have a lot of programs for families of the fallen, wounded warriors. And, you know, we're trying to really support troops and families in all aspects of their life. So I think it's important for us to obviously continue with our entertainment initiatives, but really be focused on what the entire journey of our troops and their families are and help them out as much as we can in all aspects.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.